The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
We've got an interesting topic today. I want to talk about alarm bells are sounding of coming global unrest. Now, this term global unrest is being circulated in the mainstream media a lot lately. There's been a lot of news media that's picking up this. There's been a lot of mainstream articles talking about this, news stations, podcasters, journalists, and so on and so forth. So we want to get into that today, and I'm going to show you exactly what we're talking about. So without further ado, let me pull up. Let's just get started on this thing. I'm going to pull you up a screen. We're going to get on this. This first headline comes from Breitbart, and it is, I'm just going to give you the headline here. Let me pull up the headline. The UN, that's the United Nations, warns of, listen to this, global famine, chaos, terrorism, and war. Now, here's the catch. If COP26 climate summit fails. Again, the headline reads, if the COP26, and by the way, that's the UN Climate Change Conference UK 2021. If it fails, the UN is warning of a possible repercussion of global famine, chaos, terrorism, and war. Let me just, again, I'm going to pull this up. I'm going to read to you what this this COP 26 consists of. I'm going to read off the screen. I put this up there. This is a little snapshot from Wikipedia. The 2021 United Nations Climate Change Conference, also known as COP26 and the Glasgow Conference, is the 26th UN Climate Change Conference. It is scheduled to be held in Glasgow, Scotland, United Kingdom, between the 31st of this month and the 12th of November, or through the 12th of November. Under the co-presidency of the United Kingdom and Italy, the conference is the 26th conference of the parties to the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change and the third meeting of the parties to the Paris Agreement. Now, I'm going to get back to, I'm going to pull this back here, and I'm going to get back to this article. I'm going to read a little bit of this and give you some excerpt on this. According to the article, any failure of this summit in Glasgow to deliver an agreement on future transnational climate controls could plunge the world into chaos, sparking migration crisis alongside food shortages. Now, I want you to remember this term, food shortages, because we're going to get into that as well. It could also spawn political disorder and even war. This was warned this past Sunday by the UN top climate official. At some 30,000 people from 197 different countries ready to fly into the meeting, she warned, and I quote, we're really talking about preserving the stability of countries, preserving the institutions that we have built over so many years, preserving the best goals that our countries have put together. The catastrophic scenario would indicate that we would have massive flows of displaced people. It goes on, it says that the Mexican, it goes on and says that the politician and diplomat then drew a broader, bleaker picture for the planet if attendees failed to heed the UN warnings, and said the impact would cascade, adding, quote, it would mean less food, so probably a crisis in food security. It would leave a lot more people vulnerable to terrible situations, terrorist groups, and violent groups. It would mean a lot of sources of instability. And again, they go on and talk about the environmental repercussions, of course, because it is a climate change conference. But again, I want to highlight to you that the United, a top representative of the United Nations is now warning that if this summit fails, we could see global famine, chaos, terrorism, and even war. Now you say, why are we even talking about this? Because guys, when these things are put out there, when these things are published and they're broadcasted, most people just skip over them, look over them. They're preoccupied with entertainment, sports, the World Series, the NBA starting up, the NFL football starting up. So they just kind of shove that in the under the rug, or they put it on the back burner, or they ignore it altogether. But as a watchman, as individuals who are discerning of the times and seasons, we need to be paying attention to this stuff, because this is not just one individual that is making these statements and making these claims and warning about these things. We're seeing a whole cascade of events. Let me give you some more headlines here. I'm going to go to our next crisis, and that is the CEO of Blackstone is now warning that a, quote, real shortage of energy will cause, here it is, social unrest all over the globe. In fact, this is a headline pulled from CNN Business. And here's the headline: energy crisis will set off social unrest, and private equity billionaire warns. Again, a private equity billionaire is warning, and again, this is the CEO of Blackstone, that an energy crisis will set off social unrest around the globe. Now, Michael Snyder inserted this piece into an article that he wrote, and I'm going to give you some of this. Quote, we are facing unprecedented global energy. We are facing an unprecedented global energy crunch. Demand for energy is continually rising, and the production of energy is not keeping pace. One of the largest reasons for this is that large financial institutions have become extremely hesitant. Here it is, ready? To fund any new energy projects that will add more carbon emissions to the environment. Again, going back to the whole climate change scenario. Instead, they want to fund projects that will help us transition to the new green economy. But meanwhile, we're getting to a point where we will soon see widespread shortages of traditional forms of energy. And as a result, we will all suffer. A lack of oil is pushing the price of gasoline to alarming heights. Shortages of natural gas are already causing tremendous disruptions in Asia and Europe. We are being told that we are facing a propane Armageddon. This is actually what they are saying. And it will come this winter. And supplies of coal have dropped to, quote, dangerous levels around the world. In other words, again, this is a quote from Michael Snyder, we are potentially heading into the most painful global energy crisis in modern history. And again, of course, we told you that the Blackstone CEO has openly admitted that we are going to end up with a real shortage of energy. Do you notice he said we are going to end up with a real shortage of energy? Now, when we get into the food shortages and hyperinflation in a minute, I'm going to share with you a quote that was made by a major social media giant. And even now he's saying this. So we, again, pay attention to what these people are saying. Here's what he said, quote, we're going to end up with a real shortage of energy. And when you have a shortage, it's going to cost more, and it's probably going to cost a lot more. Here's your hyperinflation. This private equity billionaire told CNN International Richard Quest at a conference in Saudi Arabia, when the power goes out, people are not going to be happy. And guys, this has already happened in parts of the Middle East. And even in Europe, And people are really not going to be happy if he goes out for an extended period of time. So again, these are cryptic warnings. Let me say it again. They will not be happy. Let me read this again. If it goes out for an extended period of time. So could we see blackouts across the globe and even in America? Now, I want to share a dream that I had with you while this is fresh on my mind, because if I skip over this, I'm going to completely forget about it. So let me take a little rabbit trail, and I'm going to insert this into us, and then we'll move on with this segment. I want to say this was probably, I've got this documented somewhere, but I didn't plan on talking about it today on this segment. So I'm just going to kind of wing it out there. And I want to say it was back in 2011, 2012, somewhere around there, somewhere between 8 and 10 years ago. I remember having in this dream, it was at nighttime, and I was in a major city, a major metropolitan somewhere. I don't know where it was. I was not given that information in the dream, but I remember being in a major city somewhere. And I remember I seen all the high rises. I seen the lights. I seen the billboards. I don't know if it was New York City. I don't know if it was Chicago. I don't know if it was Dallas, Fort Worth. I don't know where I was at, but it was a major metropolis, and it had lots of high rises and attractions and restaurants. And there was just different things all over the place. And people were walking around in the streets. They were eating, they were shopping, it was a decent night. People was out and they were doing their stuff. All of a sudden in this dream, now some of our old partners and supporters of our ministry, they're going to remember me talking about this dream, because I've shared this dream, I think, at least once or twice on another segment somewhere when we talked about electromagnetic pulse bombs or EMPs and a threat of that from other foreign nations like China or North Korea and so on and so forth, or Iran. I know we've talked about this, but nevertheless, in this dream, everything was as normal. All of a sudden, you heard this loud, like, poppy noise, explosion, and it almost sounded like a transformer exploding or something that was so loud that I remember it got the attention of everybody for that split second. And the reason why I say a split second is because in the dream, I heard the pop and then everything went black. Now, guys, when I say it went black, I'm talking about it was so black. In my dream, when the lights went out, the power went out, it was so black that the only thing that I could even relate the darkness of how dark it was my family and I. Years ago, we were in the state of Tennessee, and we went on this cave tour. And we went down in this cave, and it was in Sweetwater, Tennessee. And we went down in this cave on this tour, and we got to this one section of this cave. And I remember the tour guide was talking to us and discussing how dark it is. And she said, now, she goes, I want to give you a sneak preview of how dark it really is without any artificial light. Because the only light that was coming in the cave was through people's cell phones and the flashlights that the tourists had and lights that were artificially placed in there by man later on through electricity that was running in the cave. So they've killed the switch in the cave. They flipped the switch off. It was totally black. And with your eyes wide open, guys, you couldn't even, because in typical situations, when you lay down and you go to sleep and you close your eyes, and if you're like me, I don't like any light at all. I don't like a hall light, a night light. I don't like an alarm clock. I like it totally dark when I sleep. And even with it totally dark, with your eyelids closed, you can still see a portion of light that's emitting through your eyelids. When they killed the switch in that cave, it was so dark in the cave that it was the first thing that I thought of was in the book of Isaiah, where it says gross darkness covered the earth. I mean, of course, I got anxiety from it, because it was like a 30 seconds to a minute, but it seemed like eternity because it was so black and so dark that eventually they turned the lights on. But that's what I saw in this dream. Everything was normal. It was at night. It was in the city. There was a loud poppy noise, some type of something happened. The lights went out. It was gross darkness. And then the next part is what was the most chilling. And I heard when the lights went out, there was such anguish and screaming and terror from people that was crying out because people couldn't see. They were groping to find their way around. And it was just absolutely chaos and pandemonium. And guys, I woke up from this dream and my heart was racing. I had tears in my eyes and I really had to pray myself through and ask for God's peace and ask for God's comfort. And I really had to intercede and pray. And I remember I didn't even have to write that dream down. The only thing I wrote down was the date of it, but there was no way I was going to forget that dream. And to this day, I've never forgot that dream. So the point I'm trying to make here, guys, is could you imagine if somehow in this energy crisis, we had a total blackout of cities across America and we are plunged into this kind of chaos. This is absolutely a terrifying scenario to even think about, guys. And we don't understand this because we live in such privilege, luxury, and America, guys, we are above and beyond any other third world country out there. It's just the bottom line. Even in your worst state in America, you still have far more hope than some of these places outside of America. But again, this is a game changer. But meanwhile, prices throughout our economic system continue to rise. Let me pull up another. I got another slide here I want to pull up. This is the general consensus that we keep hearing across the board. And this is going to come up on your screen here if you're watching visually. Global food prices are set to soar as the oil and gas crunch continues. Do you guys see the common denominator here? Do you see how this is all coming together? You've got oil, you've got gas, you've got energy, you've got food, you've got all these, you've got all the pieces of the puzzle coming together. Prices throughout our economic system continue to rise at a very alarming pace. Even the price of turkey. They're now saying that the U.S. Department of Agriculture released data recently showing that the average wholesale price of grade A frozen 8 to 16 pound turkey has spiked 21.91% since 12 months ago. That means what cost $1.15 a pound last year, this year will now ring in at $1.41. And just for context, the same would have cost 96 cents in 2019 and 84 cents in 2018. If math isn't your thing, again, this is a 68% wholesale price increase in just 2 years. And officials are now warning that we could be embarking into, I'm going to talk to all of our Americans here, okay? And even Europeans that are watching this, we could see the most expensive holidays in history. Thanksgiving and Christmas could be the most expensive holidays in history. Matthew McClure paid 20% more this month than he did last year for the 25 pasture-raised turkeys he plans to roast at The Hive, the Bentonville, Arkansas restaurant where he is the executive chef. And Norman Brown, who is the director of sweet potato sales for Wada Farms in Raleigh, North Carolina, is paying truckers nearly twice the amount as usual to haul the crop to other parts of the country. Quote, I've never seen anything like this, and I have been running sweet potatoes for 38 to 39 years. I don't know what the answer is, but in the end, it's all going to get passed on to the consumer. That's you and I. So again, up, up, up. Prices are going up, 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 and up. Prices of toilet paper, diapers, facial tissues, paper towels will all likely spike in coming weeks, as an Irving-based consumer giant, Kimberly-Clark, warned last week that inflation and supply chain concerns aren't likely to be resolved quickly. A former advisor to Barack Obama came out and said that inflation and hyperinflation is not going anywhere anytime soon. This Irving-based consumer giant even warned, she said, quote, "I would stock up on paper products while you still can." Okay, and even in one piece, it said inflation is eventually going to get far worse than what we ever witnessed in the 1970s. Listen to me. Twitter CEO, founder CEO Jack Dorsey even came out and warned that hyperinflation is coming. Now, this is the guy, again, listen who's saying these things, guys. The United Nations, social media giants, energy CEOs, financial experts, gurus. These are the people that are on the front lines of everything that's going. In other words, these guys see everything before you and I as the consumer. So when they say, when they're warning about this stuff and they're saying it's coming down the pike, you need to get ready, you need to get prepared, I would not take this lightly and just kind of brush it off and call it fear-mongering or whatever you want to call it. Let me move on here. Supply chain issues are even impacting the alcohol supply in the U.S., and it's making alcohol more expensive and difficult for bars and liquor stores to get. Now, you may say as a spirit-filled believer, well, that's not bad news. That's good news. Well, it depends on how you look at it. Because, again, people who are alcoholics and people who are addicts, do you really think that's going to keep them from purchasing it? No. What it's going to do is even, it's going to dig the holes even deeper in the crisis that they're already in. And this is just going to raise the level and the percentages of depression and oppression and suicide even higher. All right. So all this is happening. Then another article came out, and I'm going to read this. Global food prices, again, are going to coincide with oil and gas crunches. So we talked about just the food level and sources. Oil and gas prices have risen dramatically this year as a result of underinvestment and recovering demand. Sure. Higher fuel prices are weighing on global food supply chains, with transportation and farming costs continuing to climb. In other words, one domino falls, hits another domino, hits another domino, hits another domino, and another one, and another one, and another one. So if you're watching this, you're listening to this, and you're saying, well, there's no dominoes that has fallen in my backyard. This has not come to my front porch. Well, just get ready, because you may be at the back end of the dominoes falling while the whole front end is already collapsed, and it's making its way around to your front porch and into your living room and into your pocketbook. Again, you can do what you want with this, but I'm telling you, we need to be paying attention. The hardest hit will once again be those living in developing economies that are still struggling to recover from the impact of the pandemic. So again, what these experts are saying is that we've never fully recovered from the COVID pandemic. And you say, what do you mean? Remember, they shut down the restaurants, they shut down the gyms, they shut down the businesses, they shut down the factories, they shut down retails. And guys, they're still shutting them down. There was a story that just came out this morning where I think it's an In-N-Out Burger or something like that. A restaurant chain was just shut down. A second one in the past, 2 weeks was just shut down again because they didn't comply to all these mandates that are geared around this thing. And guys, we haven't even, listen, we haven't even seen the full impact in the medical industry. How many nurses have either walked off the job, quit their job, resigned, or they've been terminated? We don't even know the full effect of that. Listen, let me tell you a story. Let me tell you a true story. And I'm not going to give names or name drop on this, but I know this happened for a fact right here in my state where I live. I had a conversation with an individual the other day, and they said that they knew of a woman who was a nurse who this particular hospital in my state where they worked gave her an ultimatum and said, either get the shot or lose your job. So she filed for religious exemption, and then some time went by and they came back and said they accepted the religious exemption. And then some time went by and they came back to her, I think it was HR, called her back in the office. And they said now they've reversed it and they rejected the religious exemption. So then she filed for a medical exemption because she had an underlying medical issue. So she filed for that, waited some time. They came back and they accepted the medical exemption. And then some time, all the while she's still working there, time, a little bit more time progressed. They came back to her, called her back in the office. And this time they fired her. No questions asked. They said they reversed the decision, fired her, cut her out, let her go, kicked her to the curb. And then about a month went by, about 4 to 5 weeks went by. She was a charge nurse over her department, and they called her in and said, we need you to come back. And when she asked them why, listen to this, because there were so many nurses that either walked away or got fired, they had to pull in the National Guard to come in. But again, National Guard is only trained to a certain extent for trauma wounds and stuff. They're not trained to be a charge nurse over departments. So if they wouldn't have brought her back in, it would have been absolute chaos in the department. And guys, this is just one example of what's going on across the nation. What am I talking about? I'm trying to tell you guys, the dominoes are falling. And it may not be in your body. Listen, I get people all the time when we post and we share articles on End Time Headlines on our Facebook page, the comments under it are amazing. And you'll get people on there, and when we talk about this, they're like, well, where I live, I don't see any problem. None of my shelves are empty. I've got plenty of food, plenty of toilet paper, plenty of paper towels. The shelves are never bare, never problems. It's sunshine and tulips and lollipops at where I live. Well, listen, that's because it hasn't come to your back door yet. But that doesn't mean just because you go to your local store and you have a full supply and you have shelves that are full, it doesn't mean that other individuals and other parts of the country, even outside of the United States, are not seeing a different scenario. Come on, take the blinders off. Just because in your little world everything is perfect doesn't mean that that's the scenario in other places. It's amazing how you'll see these comments like this all the time, and we have to tell them this. Now, on top of all this, let me give you another domino that's falling that many people are probably unaware of. And that is the China crisis. Look at this headline. So you got all this going on in Europe. You got all this stuff going on in America. You got all this stuff going on in our neck of the woods. And probably 99% of the individuals that are watching or listening to this program today, you fall in that criteria. But listen, you know it's bad when China is now reporting what they're reporting. Why China's supply chains are breaking down. Listen to this. Fear of coronavirus outbreaks and recent manufacturing struggles are, listen, causing disruptions with global ripple effects. Here we again, global. What did I say today? what was our main focal points? What did I talk about? Alarm bells are sounding of global unrest. What is happening? What's happening with China? According to a piece by Foreign Policy, China, a storm, this is what they say, quote, a storm of issues in China is causing global supply chain disruptions. And the president of China is likely not going to attend the, ready, the COP26 climate conference. That's what we talked about at the opening of this segment. And the government introduces another round of COVID restrictions due to the Delta variant rises. Global supply chains are clogged up and booming consumer demand and are expected to remain this way through the holidays, and many of the bottlenecks are in China. And we could read on and read on and read on about this, but let me close this segment by talking about this. I have warned, and many other individuals have warned about this. Do you realize how much of America that China owns? Do you know how much debt they own of us? Listen, if China ever recalled our debt, we would be in a world of trouble. And now here we are. China is now facing a possible recession. Now I'm going to ask you a question. You go back and study history. What happens when global unrest begins to unravel in the nations of the world? When they start see, when all these nations begin to experience famine, chaos, shortages, oil supplies, gas supplies, food shortages, et cetera, et cetera. When you start seeing all this stuff breaking down, it is a recipe for war. Why? Guys, read the book of Revelation. Read the book of Ezekiel chapter 38, 39. Read the war of Gog and Magog. It talks about there in the war of Gog and Magog, and by the way, who Russia will be involved in. Something's going to happen in the future. And God says he's going to put a hook in the jaw of the nations of Gog and Magog and pull them down and bring them down to invade Israel. And it tells you in Ezekiel 38 and 39 that they've come for the spoils. So Israel is going to possess something that the world is going to be drooling over, that the world is going to be enticed by, and that the world is going to need. And howbeit, there will be these nations like Russia and Turkey, particularly in Gog and Magog, who is going to invade Israel. Either, what is it going to be? Is it going to be oil? Is it going to be agriculture? Is it going to be because there's a food shortages? Is it going to be famine? Because remember, when you read the book of Revelation, it talks about the Euphrates will even dry up. So what am I talking about? All this, guys, is setting the stage. There was an article that we posted on Endtime Headlines. Go check it out, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. It was originally posted by Prophecy News Watch, and it talked about how the world is now ripe for the end times. If there was ever a time that it was ripe for the time of the end, it's right now. Everything is coinciding together. All the pieces of the puzzle are coming together. And this is why we are sharing this with you today. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's where you're going to find us. That's our main website. That's our main landing page. Again, if you've not got the app, please download the app. It's free. It's available on Apple. It's available on Android. You can get it free. You can get all of our headlines. You can get our free podcast. You can watch it. You can listen to it. It's going to be right there in your fingertips, right in your hands. If you're watching this by Facebook, by YouTube, by Rumble, there is under the comments section or the description. Actually, it's under the description to be correct. there's a place that says download free app. There's a link. Click on it. Get your free app today. Get it into your hands. Please don't rely on social media networks like Facebook and Twitter and all these other ones to find our content. It's going to be right there. Why? You don't even need all that. You just go right there and you can find our content. And again, if this ministry is a continual source of information, revelation, encouragement, equipping, blessing week after week after week, we want to give you the opportunity to whatever the Lord puts upon your heart. Again, we operate completely off a partner-based system. What does that mean? It means we don't get paid. Listen, we don't sell CDs. We don't sell DVDs. We don't sell merchandise. We don't sell t-shirts and hats. And we don't try to tell you, you know, if you'll give us, you know, X amount of dollars, we're going to give you this and that. We don't do that. What we do is we feed the sheep. We inform the people. We feed the people through the word of God. We equip them. We educate them. We bless them. And all we ask is if it's a blessing to you, if this ministry is a blessing to you, week after week after week, we pray that you would seek the Lord, and whatever he puts it upon your heart to do, you can become a monthly partner, and you can do it two different ways. You can give electronically through the app or through the main website right there on your screen, or go to the main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Or you can give by check or money order, and you can make that out at the End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. So guys, don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to hit the push notifications on this. If you're watching by Rumble or YouTube, hit the little bell so you can get notified of when these come out. And again, if you're watching by Facebook Live or the app or whatever, don't forget to share this segment with those who would love to hear more information on what's going on and keep them up informed of what's going on. Again, guys, listen, we want to leave you with hope. We want to leave you with a redemptive hope. Luke chapter 21, verse 28, Jesus said, when you begin to see all these things coming to pass, look up and lift up your heads, for our redemption is drawing near. And that's what we have proven today, is that everything has fallen into place. It's time to get right with the Lord. Get your heart right with the Lord. Go and seek him while he may be found. For today is the day unto salvation. And don't put it off, my friend. So, guys, we're going to sign off for today. We'll be back on here tomorrow to close out the week of podcasts. And we've got I got a message I want to share with you. It's an equipping message. It's an encouraging message. So we're going to share that tomorrow. But until then, may the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.